Welcome to another Rural Realities podcast, presented by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
On this episode of the Rural Realities podcast, we are talking about youth in agriculture. I'm Karen Endres, Farmer Wellness Program Coordinator at the Wisconsin Farm Center. As a mom of three daughters, this is a really important topic for me as I watch them go through their final years in education, starting to enter careers, and looking at their future, hopefully in agriculture. The food we eat, the fiber to make our clothes, and the energy that powers our lives will be at the hands of the next generation. We need them to be innovators, creators, animal welfare specialists, business owners, entrepreneurs, and much, much more. Joining me today is Parker Litterick. She came into dairy farming in an untraditional way. I'm looking forward to hearing more about her unique story of entering agriculture, how she faced a lot of different transitions in her life, and how she is now using her energy and excitement about agriculture in her role as a State of Wisconsin FFA officer. Welcome, Parker.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me today.
You're welcome, and I just want to start us off. Parker, can you tell us about growing up in agriculture and your unique story?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess to kick things off, I don't come from a traditional agricultural background. I originally really didn't have anything to do with FFA or agriculture. And then my freshman year, my mom remarried and it just happened to be a farmer. So we got to move to a dairy farm and that was kind of my first experience with agriculture. And as much as I wasn't like super involved with milking cows, me and my sister were always down there helping out with feeding calves. And we definitely made sure to take advantage of being able to see egg production firsthand and definitely like with showing animals. I was able to show sheep for a couple of years and now my sister is also showing steer. So it's been a really incredible experience so far.
That's great. And I love how you came into it uniquely, but yet embraced it. And now you're so busy and active with FFA. So I want to hear a little bit about what is your goal as a state FFA officer this year? And can you talk a little bit about a theme for your team and your year and what you guys are hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so our theme this year for our 2023-2024 state officer team is Igniting Wisconsin FFA. So igniting, I guess when we think about that term, we really want to use it to ignite our passions, ignite our drive, and to kind of like find our place in FFA and find ourselves. So I think one of our biggest goals as an officer team is definitely to be able to make those impactful relationships with members. And also, I know one of my big goals is definitely to show members who maybe don't come from a traditional ag background that FFA is a place for them. And there are so many opportunities for them in the ag industry.
That's super exciting. And like we said, and like I introduced, right, we need those innovators, creators, new ideas coming in because agriculture is constantly changing. So if I'm listening to you right now and I'm a youth, why should I join FFA?
I would say that the biggest reason to join FFA is to truly find your people and your passion. FFA for me, when I joined, I was like, I really don't have any farm experience very much because this was my freshman year right before we kind of moved to our dairy farm. But as soon as I put on that blue jacket, I was instantly able to connect with thousands of members across the state. And I was able to learn more about ag communications, agricultural education, and even like hands-on agricultural production. So I just think that FFA is really that, it acts as that catalyst for most of us, where even if we don't know what we want, or even like we don't have our people yet, that I really think FFA kind of, again, ignites that passion and drive in us, and we're able to form those connections with people and find ourselves.
Awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about, obviously serving as a state FFA officer is a lot of work, But what else are you doing? Are you in school right now? What are you hoping to study? What are you learning about? Have you had any transitions in your schooling?
Yeah, so this last year, I've definitely learned, been through many transitions in life. And aside from serving as a state officer, I'm also attending UW-Platteville as a sophomore this year. So Platteville has really been great so far, and I'm looking forward to majoring in agribusiness, and I'm hoping to go into more of the communications and marketing side of it.
That is great. So what do you see for your future? What are you excited about? What are you nervous about?
For my future, I'm definitely a little nervous about going into ag just because I'm not exactly sure what role I want to pursue as a career. I know the overarching like branch I want to go to, but not like the specific part of it. But I'm super excited in general just for the community that ag has to offer, because farmers, obviously in the industry that we're working with, they have a lot of challenges to face. But I just think working with the community that's in the agricultural industry, the best part of it is that they have a passion for what they do. And it's always amazing working with people who love what they do. So I'm super excited for that.
Awesome. As you look ahead, and as I've spent my career in agriculture, it can definitely take a lot of detours. And you sound like someone who knows when something's not working out. So I encourage you to listen to that inner voice always and make those changes. When you look at your farm that you've moved on when you were 14 years old, and now you've seen it operate for years, and I think if from our earlier discussion, sixth generation dairy farm, correct?
Yeah, sixth generation, yep.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for the next generation entering dairy farming?
Looking towards the future, I think that small dairy farms, there's definitely still a place for them, but I think we almost have to learn how to find that niche in like maybe ag tourism or something like that. There's an amazing farm up by the Fond du Lac area called Kelly's Country Creamery, and they run like a whole shop where this like their small dairy farm, all the milk goes right to this ice cream shop and then they sell it there. And I think a lot of small dairy farms, if they want to make it, that's just something we're going to kind of have to transition to. And I think that would be super exciting to see in the future, because there's definitely a place for small dairy farms.
Excellent. And I love that you bring up that value added, because in the introduction to this podcast, I talked about those innovations and creators and entrepreneurs. And I love the energy you bring and your whole state FFA team talking about igniting the youth in Wisconsin and continuing to do that as we look for how is Wisconsin agriculture going to evolve as we go into the future. So talking about that, and I know you brought up a little bit, for the small farms, it can be hard to find a place to sell your milk to now. Farming can be stressful. How do you and your family handle daily farm stress?
I think the biggest way that my family and I handle the stress of like being in the agricultural industry and running our own farm is definitely by being involved in our community. If it's even events at our high school, or even both my parents being active members in the Lions Club, I think that being able to be a part of your community and knowing that you're not alone and that there are people in your same shoes and there are people to talk to is a big reason like my family's able to keep doing what we do. And I think it's just important, especially talking about youth and agriculture, that you're not alone and there's a community out there. And I just think the best thing that you can do as a farmer, anyone in the agricultural industry or just in general, is to really trust yourself and to join that community and to be part of something bigger than yourself.
I like that. And that brings me back to FFA. I think FFA is active in high school, but I see a lot of FFA alumni activities and other things. So you don't only have to be in high school to be an FFA, correct? You can be active as you get older and you start your career?
Yeah, so a member can actually maintain active membership until around November 30th following their fourth national convention. So this allows members to still earn their American degrees, and they can even get one more national convention in wearing their blue jacket. But Besides this, FFA extends much further than the classroom. You can be involved in FFA by being an active member in your alumni or even being a supporter of it, because with agriculture being the biggest industry in Wisconsin, there's definitely a role for everyone and you can definitely become involved.
That's great. And I want to understand, because you talk a lot about your story and coming to agriculture as a teenager and moving on a farm and not knowing a lot about FFA, and then you took off. I mean, heck, you're a state officer now, which is amazing. So what piece of advice could you give a youth who's maybe interested in the food industry or horticulture or something unique, or maybe they are a farm kid and they just don't know about FFA? What's your piece of advice or encouragement to have them look at FFA? What can it give back to them?
So my first piece of advice there that I would say, if you have any even slight interest in the agricultural industry, or you just want to come to some fun events after school, or you just want to be part of a club or meet some new people, talk to your school's FFA advisor or ag teacher, because you never know what they have waiting to go. Because I know my freshman year, I wasn't like necessarily sure on FFA, but one of my advisors came and found me and they were like, "Hey, you're a Creed speaker." I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "Yeah, we want you to compete in one of our leadership development events, Creed speaking. You just have to memorize these five paragraphs and we're going to enter you into a contest." And that was definitely my into FFA. And I never thought that, looking back at that 5 years ago, that I would be where I am today because of FFA. And looking at FFA itself and the organization that it is, I think that the biggest thing that FFA has to offer students is definitely opportunities. When you join FFA, you're going to form so many connections and networking. You're going to find so many different job opportunities in that industry that you never even knew existed. And it really just opens the door to endless growth. And I think that the coolest thing about FFA is what you put in is what you get out. And I think with FFA, there really is no limit on like the growth that you can experience as a student and as a person.
That's awesome. And I love that you have spent some time too talking about community. And I guess for you, as you look at FFA, it was your start to agriculture community. And so I encourage people to look for those opportunities, because community is a great way when we're feeling stress or we're not sure or we have some anxiety. Community is a great way to bring self-care. And so take a look at other organizations. I know Parker talked about her parents being involved in other community organizations as well. And that's a good way to tell your agriculture story. So definitely to your community as a whole. So farmers have so many roles. And I know, Parker, you and I had talked about this. And what do you think? What's your thoughts on farmers and all the roles that they do? They're involved in their communities, their businesses. Let's talk a little bit about roles of a farmer. What are your thoughts there?
Being able to watch my stepdad and even my stepbrother run the family farm firsthand like they do, it was such an eye-opening experience for me, because farmers don't get enough credit for all the work that they do. And not only are they farming, they have to be bankers, they have to be veterinarians and businessmen. And I think a lot of the time, the work that they put in and the amount of hours that they spend is really overlooked. And I think that's a really important part of being an FFA and part of the ag industry, that we're making sure that our farmers are getting the support and recognition that they need to keep feeding us.
Those are some excellent thoughts. And I know it's so important to understand the complexities of anyone involved in agriculture, and organizations like FFA, like 4-H, can really help youth explore all the many different areas, whether you want to be a farmer or an ag service provider. There's so many roles in agriculture, and I really appreciate you and the state FFA team. I love that word, ignite. That's amazing to get people going. I really appreciate you, Parker, taking some time to share your unique story. I really relate to that as well, because I took an untraditional path into agriculture and I'm excited to hear a talented youth like yourself coming into our industry who is going to be an innovator, a creator, an entrepreneur. So I really appreciate you sharing with me today and with our audience today. And I look forward to watching your year as state FFA officer and all the energy you are going to bring and to take it on the road, take it to our youth across the state, igniting the youth of Wisconsin. If you can leave our listeners today with one message from our discussion, one thought, what would you like to share?
Don't be afraid of change. That would be definitely my, don't be afraid. Everyone's going through it at the same time. And don't be afraid to maybe try on that blue jacket for the first time or to change schools or to become, like, come into a new industry. It's definitely, everything works out how it's been. You're not the only one going through it. Rely on yourself, rely on your community, and know that people are in the same shoes as you.
That is an amazing message, and I like that. Don't be afraid of change. Go out there. That's even for farmers listening out there in our own businesses. Change is scary, but also some of your best ideas and efforts and accomplishments can come because you made that change. So today, I really appreciate having Parker with us, talking about her journey in agriculture, talking about the FFA program across the state of Wisconsin, and sharing with us about all the transitions that she's had, and really reminding us to not be scared of change. So thank you, Parker. I appreciate it. And sharing that message across the state. And best of luck for your year as a state of Wisconsin FFA officer.
The Wisconsin Farm Center with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection provides a variety of services to farmers and farm families across Wisconsin, including financial consulting, transition planning, conflict mediation, veterinary diagnostic analysis, a farmer wellness program, and more. For additional info, you can call the Wisconsin Farm Center toll-free at 1-800-942-2474 or email them farmcenter@wisconsin.gov. Also, the website address is datcp.wi.gov. Also, if you're experiencing depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, or just need a welcoming ear to talk to, call the free and confidential 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Helpline at 888-901-2558 to talk with a stress counselor anytime. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Rural Realities Podcast.